With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Evidence emerging of yet another potential assassination risk against President Trump.
The FBI has revealed it discovered a suspicious hunting stand in a tree in Palm Beach, Florida, with a direct line of sight to where Air Force One lands locally. The potential sniper position was spotted last Thursday as part of an extensive sweep and kept under watch, but the news wasn't announced until yesterday, with confirmation from FBI Director Patel. No individuals were found connected with it. When President Trump boarded the jet last night, he used small stairs due to what was called increased security measures. George Williams, Washington.
Gaza's fragile ceasefire is now facing its first major test. An Israeli security official said the transfer of humanitarian aid into the territory was halted on Sunday after Hamas militants, terrorists, murdered two Israeli soldiers. Later, it said it would resume the aid today. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, said that President Trump has proven the so-called experts wrong when it comes to handling the Middle East.
In the mainstream media, in the universities, all had these assumptions that were totally proven wrong. For example, you can't make peace between Israel and an Arab country unless you first create a Palestinian state. Wrong. The way you end the war in Gaza is by pressuring Israel and cutting off arms supplies and military aid to Israel. Wrong.
A little over a week has passed now since the start of the U.S. proposed truce aimed at ending 2 years of war. White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett says congressional Democrats remain the main obstacle to ending the government shutdown.
Nobody should shut the government right now. Republicans voted 13 times to keep the government open for Joe Biden, and the Democrats need to do their constitutional duty and do that for President Trump.
Hassett says the White House is still holding out hope that moderate Democrats will come on board soon and vote with Republicans to reopen the federal government. This is SRN News. Abortion advocates are urging women to stock up.
A public service ad campaign is about to begin in Michigan, and it's designed to get women there to purchase abortion pills for future use. The campaign is the work of Shout Your Abortion, Hydra Mutual Aid Fund, and Plan C, and it will be accompanied by a billboard and 10,000 postcards mailed to homes in the state. A lot of abortion clinics in Michigan have closed down, and pro-life advocates say this abortion pill drive is just a way of making up lost revenue. Michael Harrington reporting.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is rallying fellow evangelical Christians to urge Congress to designate Nigeria as a violator of religious freedom. Two separate Muslim terrorist groups have murdered tens of thousands of Christians in the country over the past 10 years. Cruz is a Republican member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and wants Nigeria to be designated a country of particular concern as one with severe violations. This is SRN News. The U.S. Supreme Court will consider whether people who regularly smoke marijuana may legally own firearms.
The Trump administration asks the justices to revive a case against a Texas man charged with a felony because he allegedly had a gun in his home and acknowledged being a regular user of pot. While championing constitutional Second Amendment rights, the government attorneys argue that the Texas ban is a justifiable restriction. The government says the FBI found the man's gun and cocaine in a search of his home as they probed travel and communications allegedly linked to Iran. The gun charge was the only one filed. The arguments may take place early next year, with a decision likely by next summer. George Williams, Washington.
On Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 529 points, the S&P 500 up 74, and the NASDAQ is up by 329. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.